Hey kids, welcome back to the next episode of the Incredible Kids Podcast. My name is Moritz Siri, and I will be your host through this incredible journey. We are going to meet many incredible kids. They are going to share with us their stories. Some of them super cool and different like you've never heard before, and some you may say are just ordinary, but all of them incredible. If you have great ideas, email me today at ikidspodcast@gmail.com. And now it's time for
Incredible Kids!
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Incredible Kids Podcast. Okay, we are here live with none other than Moritz Siri.
Hi.
Hello, Moritz Siri. So we're going to be interviewing Moritz Siri herself, and we're going to talk a little bit about her life and Incredible Kids. And we're doing this since it's around perm time.
I am not with enough with who.
We are doing opposites. So instead, I, her kid, Devorah, is going to be interviewing her.
I'm so excited for this, and I'm nervous because we did not practice.
Okay, so the first question is, why did you start Incredible Kids?
So that's a really big question. And I'll tell you that I think every time somebody asks me that question, I see something else. But it really all has the same answer deep down if you really think about it. So I started Incredible Kids 1 year ago because I knew that kids are just so incredible and they have to understand how incredible they are. Including you, Devorah, and including, you know, your sisters and your brother. I have so many students over the years, and I just want everyone to never forget how special they are. And it's also like sometimes life gets like boring and school could feel like, it's endless. And it's hard to just appreciate and have fun here and now, right now, right? And not always like waiting till you grow up and waiting. Let's just appreciate all the things we can do as a kid. So that's what Incredible Kids is there to do, to just teach kids how incredible they really are.
Yeah, like all the childhood fun.
All the childhood fun.
So you basically just started so that kids can have an attachment to their life.
Yes.
To who they actually are.
Mm-hmm. I like when kids understand more about themselves and have an attachment to their life. Oh, look how you're speaking. Look at you.
So, like, when you started, did you think that this would even go on? Like, what do you think that you would be able to do this and all of a sudden you're going to make this whole Tehillim Army thing?
Whoa, okay. Tehillim Army, that was a big surprise. But in the beginning, when I started, I said, I don't even care if there's only like five kids who listen, because if it makes five kids happy and five kids have something good happen from their lives, then it's worth it. Or even one kid, but let's just say five, right? A lot of times in life, we try new things and we don't know if they're going to be amazing or if they're just going to be a dud, you know? And I didn't know, but I davened a lot to Hashem. Hashem really, 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 really is always looking out for all of us. But I really put my trust in him. And I said, Hashem, if I'm doing something that's making you proud, please help me with the rest. And please get as many kids as possible to love being a part of this.
Have faith in Hashem, just trust in Hashem.
And I think that that's really, you know, just been the whole attitude. So that as Incredible Kids is growing and growing and growing and growing and growing and growing and growing, it's so exciting, right? To see, you know, how dreams are coming true for me and for you.
Yeah, that's totally true. For our third question, it's more about Tehillim Army.
Okay.
Like when you started, you probably didn't realize, like you probably thought it was going to be like the 6 day war and all, just do it for like 1 week and that's going to be it.
Right.
But, and then like it just kept going and it's already been like 120 days that we've been doing this. It's like around like 100 days. Do you feel like you took out all your feelings already, or you can already, you could just keep like inspiring kids?
Hmm. You're asking me if you think I ran out of feelings?
Like to express yourself in other situations.
Like, are you basically asking me if I'm, like, burned out? Like, it's been such a long time. Like, how am I still handling?
Yeah.
You know, you're saying something very smart because it is true. When I started the Tehillim Army, and for people who don't know what Tehillim Army is, I don't know how it's possible, but if somebody doesn't know what Tehillim Army is, Tehillim Army is when we get together almost every night. And I say almost because we just cut back to 2 times a week together on Zoom. But every kid on their own is saying Tehillim at night, right? Even if we're not on Zoom. So every night of the week. And for Eretz Yisrael, for Israel. And you're right, Devorah. When the war started, I mean, I told you that. Remember, I said, this is going to be quick. Hashem's going to give us a victory. It's going to be very quick. So yes, I did not think it'd still be going on. And the truth is that sometimes I do feel tired. It happens, right? And I drink a lot of coffee.
My coffee's cold again.
But I never stop feeling inspired. Hey, that rhymes. I could be tired, yet still inspired. Because even right now, let's say I'm having this conversation with you and I'm like watching you. You're my daughter and you're interviewing me and you're like a professional interviewer. Like, huh? How did that happen? Right? So that's inspiring me right now. I didn't feel that way 5 minutes ago. Right? So I'm constantly being inspired by kids like you, Devorah, and your friends and others and people that I don't even know personally. And it just drives me. Also, another gift from Hashem is having energy. So please, Hashem, continue to give me energy and koach. But that is something I don't ever, you know, I don't ever say, oh, I'm not in the mood, because I love coming together with the kids of the Tehillim Army. That I love. Yeah. I don't love that the war is still happening, but I love the kids of the Tehillim Army.
Yeah. So since it's around Purim time.
Woohoo! And
how do you feel about there's a war going on and there is like this fun, funky day all of a sudden?
The fun, funky day of Purim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really think about it so much yet because I think that it's not a problem to me. Now, of course, I always say that being silly and being happy sometimes are similar, but sometimes we can put them in separate categories. So I feel like Purim is a very, very happy day. That's what Hashem wants from us on Purim, right? But if you remember that having simcha could actually be something that's bringing happiness and good energy and actual nachas to Hashem in the world, because bringing simcha, especially when children are bringing simcha, true simcha, not silly simcha, but true simcha, right? Where you're just happy and you're making each other smile and you're giving shalach manos and you're dressing up and you're visiting old people.
There may be someone that you know you haven't seen in a while. Pack a shalach manos, go deliver it with a smile. My brothers have yoin and some guests, don't be shy. And we're gonna boo for home on this.
Whatever you're doing throughout the day, you could load your day with mitzvos as well. You're really bringing such a kiddush Hashem and such, like we say, nachas ruach to Hashem in this world. That's what you're doing. So yes, it's a sad time, but if you have that mindset that you're doing this as a zchus, it could be like a bam explosion type of simcha day. That could be really cool. Also, Purim is like a really holy day for davening, so let's not forget that, right? We could even say tons of Tehillim on Purim.
So we're going back to the Incredible Kids part.
Okay.
You probably wouldn't say if you had a favorite episode or interview, but what would stand out about the interviews?
So you're right. I don't have a favorite because sometimes I say, oh my gosh, this is the best one. And then like the next time there's another one and I'm like, but this is the best one. Like they're all the best one. So it's true. But I love when kids surprise me. Like if I'm interviewing a kid and they say something just because like you know, it's normal to be nervous. So if anyone gets nervous, don't feel bad about that. But sometimes kids are just so comfortable that like they'll just say like whatever's on like the tip of their tongue and it just cracks me up. We always need to think before we speak. So we want to be appropriate, right? We don't want to be inappropriate. But when people are appropriate and funny, I literally just can't breathe. Like I'm laughing so hard. Those are like the things that really make me like be like, oh, this is the best job in the world.
Yeah. It probably makes you really proud of yourself that you just like started off with just your students and you on this interview in your living room. And then all of a sudden,
Do you remember those days?
When you have like 10,000 people, you're probably proud of yourself. But as me being your kid, I'm proud of you, but I'm also proud of myself because you could not do this. And I could just be like, you can't do this anymore. Stop. So I'm proud of myself. Mm-hmm. You're proud of yourself. And then how do you think that the kid's going to be proud of themselves for doing it?
Wait a second. First, you asked me if I'm proud of myself.
No, I said you are proud of yourself.
Oh, you know I'm proud of myself?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because just why wouldn't you be proud of yourself?
I don't know. First you asked me. Now you're telling me that I'm proud of myself. Yes, Baruch Hashem, I am proud of myself. And it's okay to be proud of yourself. You know, when you accomplish something very big, I'm thankful and I'm proud. Yes. And I'm happy to hear that you're proud of yourself because yes, Devorah, it is true, especially with the most recent explosion of incredible kids with the Tehillim Army when just thousands of kids are joining all the time. You know, it's not easy for you and your siblings, right? Like sometimes it could be really hard and I'm sure we could interview you about that, right? So I'm happy that you're proud of yourself because you should be. What you're doing just by sharing me with other kids and understanding that sometimes, you know, your mommy is shared by other people, that's a very, very special thing. And to answer your question, yes, all of the kids around the world who are part of Incredible Kids, the Tehillim Army, one of them, the other one, both of them, whatever. Yes, you should all be so proud of yourself. So proud of yourself. I mean, when I was a kid, not that everyone has to be compared to me because everyone's different, but when I was a kid, it wasn't like, I don't know, I don't remember feeling so a part of doing something for people in the Jewish nation, in Eretz Yisrael, like brothers and sisters. I really feel like you guys understand what it means that you are brothers, achinu, right? Brothers and sisters that care about each other.
Definitely. Like, everybody feels connected in one family.
Yeah, it's so special. It's so special. And I almost like, I'm like being a kid again with you guys.
Yeah. Moritziri, have you ever done some type of Purim shtick besides for costumes and Mashloach Manos? Have you ever done anything else aside for those?
Do you mean like in school when I was younger?
Or like just in your house, like back?
Okay, so first of all, when I was a kid in school, I was the queen of Purim shtick. That was like, I lived for Purim shtick. For anyone who doesn't know what Purim shtick is, it's like when kids do jokes on their friends or their teachers in school. And the thing that you need to know is that every school has different rules. And a lot of schools have a rule that you need to first ask your teachers permission before you do a trick on them. There's some really funny stuff that I did when I was little. And maybe not so little, maybe, you know, middle school and high school, we used to do really funny stuff in class to our teachers and to our friends. So that's a really fun thing to do around this time of year. And Devorah, we have a pretty shticky house, no?
Yeah, like backdrops and like picture.
Right, like on Purim itself. We dress up wacky and we make like the whole house like a theme of Purim. Just like makes it so fun.
Yeah. Wow, Moritziri, it was so nice to have you on Incredible Kids. It was so inspiring, so fun, and enjoyable, and I hope everybody else enjoyed it at home. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me on, Devorah. I really loved being on this side of the mic.
Anytime.
Maybe not. Anytime on whose terms? This is my show. Bye.
Bye.
Are you an incredible kid? Send your story to ikidspodcast@gmail.com.
Subscribe today to the Incredible Kids Podcast.
Thanks for listening. And remember, you are all
Incredible Kids!